Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship, no ordinary worship or praise unto the Lord our God. Wherever you are today, just begin to tell God thank you. Just thank him for all he's done. Just reflect upon the fact that even now you're alive and able to worship and tune in with me. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a fresh word, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with your task for today. We are in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 11 for today's teaching. Again, that is Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to stay connected with me so that you don't miss one teaching from Daily Fire. Monday through Friday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, I am live. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or online from the broadcast page of my ministry website, rossi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, make sure you follow so the recording will be texted to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. I say again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also contact me there, send me your testimonies, your prayer requests, your invitations to speak at your events, and I will be speaking in Clearwater this Saturday, February 8th, and I'll be in Tampa Sunday, February 9th. So just reach out to me on rossi.org. You can also donate there to support the ministry or via Cash App, Rossi Williams. That's rawsi.org. By now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. I am reading from the KJV. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, glory. And he said, here am I. And he, meaning God, said, draw not thy nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he says, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and so bring them up out of that land into a good land and a large, and into a land flowing with milk and honey, and to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Last two verses. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, glory, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Now listen at Moses' response. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go into Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today is stop your self-limiting behavior. Glory. Stop your self-limiting behavior. In the biblical record of Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 11 that I just read unto you, we see the account of God calling Moses to be his appointed leader, to lead his children, the children of Israel, out of bondage. Now, there were many people whom God could have called. There were many others whom God could have chosen, who had more pedigree and more legacy, who had more influence, if you will, and impact. Because you see, Moses was a Hebrew who had been hidden by his mother when the Hebrew boys were being killed. She hid him out in a basket on the water. And his sister stayed there to watch to see who would come to rescue him. And Moses was rescued by Pharaoh's daughter and raised in the house, in the mansion of the king and of the Egyptians. He was raised as one of the Egyptians. He had all of their riches and everything they had, but one day, glory, he killed one of the Egyptians when he saw that person just, you know, constantly whipping the Hebrew slaves. It got to a point where he could no longer take it. And so because of that, he ran, he fled. And so here he is now, years, years, years later, married and out there working and tending to the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, when God ignites a bush, causes the bush to burn. Come on, can you visualize this with me? So that it would catch Moses' attention, because God had work for Moses to do. So Moses goes there, and God gives him the decree, the edict, if you will, of what God wants Moses to do, because God said, I've heard the cry of my people. I've heard their affliction. I've seen the oppression, and I am here now to deliver them. So Moses, I'm calling you, I'm appointing you to be the leader. And Moses begins to respond with every excuse as to why God should not use him, as to why God should not choose him. Is this hitting home for anyone? He says to him, wait. Who am I, God, that I should be the one to go back to the Pharaoh? Are you really wanting to send me back to the same place that I fled, to the same place in which I am a fugitive? Are you really wanting to send me back to the same place wherein everyone knows that I am a Hebrew as the appointed voice of the Almighty God? Are you really wanting me to go back to the place where people know my past, people know my flaws, people know my issues and my sin, people know my insecurities? Are you wanting me to be the person to go back and say, now I come under the authority of God? Self-limiting behavior. I'm not good enough. I know more than you know, God. about the potential that you placed in me. Ah, have any of you ever said it? I'm not good enough. I'm not saved enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not anointed enough. I don't have enough money, enough legacy. I came from the wrong side of the tracks. People know my family name, and it's not a good name. I don't have enough good credit. I don't speak the way Rossi speaks. I don't pray the way Rossi prays. I don't know the Bible the way Rossi knows it. No, 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 God sent her. I'm not the person you want. You know, maybe you've been incarcerated. Maybe you've been on drugs or addicted to something. Maybe you were homeless. Maybe you did not finish high school. Maybe you don't have a college degree. You don't have a seminary degree. And so you're like Moses. No, 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 God. Send her, send him, send them, but don't send me. Father, pick that person. She can sing better. I should not be the soloist. Father, pick that person to start the church. She or he can preach better. I should not be the pastor. Father, pick that person to be the husband. Pick that person to be the wife. Glory. Self-limiting behavior. And so God answered him and reminded him. We don't have time on Daily Fire to read further, but you can read further on your own. God answered him and reminded him who he was and that God knew what he was doing, but even that wasn't enough. Moses then still responded with another question. You see, as we get ready to go into prayer, there are many of you today who are just like Moses. You are forfeiting your own destiny. You are aborting your own blessings. You are interfering with God's own divine call and purpose in your life because you're looking at you the way you see you instead of the way that God sees you, instead of the anointing that God sees in you, the worth God sees in you, the validity of you that God sees in you. See, God already knew who Moses was before his mother ever hid him on the water, because God, before Moses was even formed, knew who Moses was and called him by name. Self-limiting conduct. It is a sign of a lack of faith. Because what you're saying is that you know you better than the God who made you. You know your capabilities better than the God who fashioned your capabilities. You know what you can do better than the God who put the you together. Stop the self-limiting behavior. Stop the self-limiting conduct. Stop the self-limiting confessions. Stop the self-limiting declarations and begin to see yourself, glory, as God sees you. Mighty through God, a warrior in Christ, the righteousness of God in Christ, the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. God sees worth in you. Glory. Will you let him perform it? Or will you live your whole life beneath your calling and privilege? Isn't this good word? Let's get ready to go into prayer. Come on and just worship him. Wherever you are, just worship him. How many days have you limited your potential? Not applied for the promotion? Not gone out and opened that business? Glory. Not done what God told you to do because you were too worried about how others saw you, too worried about what everyone else had to say. So you're missing out, missing out, missing out day by day. You're living beneath your privilege, glory, because of your own self-limiting behavior. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you praise, we give you thanks. We give you glory, we give you praise, we give you thanks. We give you glory, we give you praise, we give you thanks. Lord, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you wash us and make us white as snow, whiter than snow. That you cleanse us, Father. That you renew within us right minds and right spirits. The validity of our own worth in you. Not fashioned, God, on who we are naturally, but because we understand who we are spiritually. And because of that, we submit our minds to you, our will to you, our purpose to you, our destiny to you. Father, help us to stop limiting ourselves. Glory. Based on our past. Based on our present, based on the future we see, because you see the end before the beginning, so you actually know the future that we just speculate about and that we just have conjecture about what will happen. Oh, God, our God. Oh, Lord, our Lord. Oh, thou great Jehovah. Glory. Help our unbelief. Help our unbelief. Help our doubt, Father. Help us, Lord, to stop living beneath our privilege, living beneath our call, living beneath our destiny, but instead, Lord, glory, to answer, yes, Lord. You said it, yes, Lord. You told me to do it, yes, Lord, glory. You spoke it, yes, Lord. I received the anointing. I received the appointment. I received the edict. And I will go forth. I will go forth as you ordained for me to do. I won't fear my past. I won't fear their faces. I won't fear the criticism. I will go forth. Will you answer the call today for whatever you're supposed to do in life? In Jesus' name we pray. And we say thank you. Come on and tell him thank you. Come on and tell him thank you. Come on and worship him. Worship him today. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to give the altar call then in with your tithes. Please keep praising him. For those of you who aren't saved, who are backslidden, or who have been living beneath who you're supposed to be, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will stop limiting my own progress. Stop interfering with my own destiny. But instead, I will answer yes to the call. Yes to your purpose. Yes to your will. And despite my past, and despite my present, I know that I am worthy. Hallelujah. Come on and tell the Lord amen. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Now listen, make sure you go to rossi.org. Send me your testimonies, your prayer requests. Support the ministry by sowing seed, giving offering or donation there, or Cash App, Rossi Williams. You can see my itinerary. Come out to spend that time with me and see me. Always come out to worship with me on Sundays at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. The address is on my website on the Contact Us page as well as the bottom of every page. All right, our topic for today is stop your self-limiting behavior. Your task for today are to, number one, make sure you do not utter one derogatory word about yourself. You can do it. And I want you to do something that you've been wanting to do but were afraid to do. Do it anyway today under the anointing of God. And number two, help bring souls to the kingdom by spreading this word. For those of you who received the text, share it with at least one person. If you don't follow, send them to rossi.org after 8 a.m. They can hear the recording on my broadcast page. All right? You don't have to limit yourself anymore. Don't question God about what he told you to do. If he told you, you can do it. All right, I'll see you in the morning. I love you.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.